all new Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
And good afternoon, Coleman. Duffy McDefferson here with you, bringing you Sports Talk Live, the Iron Bowl edition. Sports Talk Live is brought to you each and every Tuesday and Thursday by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Weirds Moolah, as well as the Player of the Week, and our other great sponsors like Cynthia Phillips, your Alpha Insurance agent, A.K. Reynolds, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Michael's Flowers and Gifts, Warden's Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, who fixed our windshield this week, Scissors Salon, and Tommy Warhurst, the Warhurst Agency, your Farmer's Insurance agent. Here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live on the Alabama side, Ronnie Barnes, and on the Auburn side, Jason Spiegel.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
He wound up.
And, Jay, did you say your name was Jessica McSomething?
Duffy McDefferson.
That's what
Melissa calls me.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Me and Ronnie, we're in here scratching our head and looking at each other.
Yeah. We knew the voice was the same, but the name changed, so we didn't know what may have taken place.
Duffy McDefferson.
There you go. Well, hey, a big road tied. How about that?
I don't know.
And I want to give a special shout out to all of you Auburn fans who are selling your tickets, because Melissa and I are going to the Iron Bowl.
All right. Nice. Sweet. What color will you be wearing, Jay?
To be determined.
To be determined. All right.
I'm one of those. In fact, the tickets went into the hands of the user today, and happy to see them go. But the weather is going to be nice. I think they're 62 degrees.
I did check that before bidding on my tickets.
Yeah.
So the weather, being Christmas season, the weather's not going to be frightful?
No, not going to be frightful. The game may be, but not the
weather. I don't know. I don't see that happening. I really don't.
I've had good feelings this week, bad feelings, but after watching the Auburn basketball team last night, it all turned
out. Oh, that was a thing of beauty, wasn't it, Jason?
Wow. I took a nap. It didn't come on until 10, so I slept in the recliner and told Kathy to wake me up at 10 o'clock. I wanted to watch that game. Oh, my goodness.
That turned from a dream to a nightmare, didn't it?
35 total points, 14 in the second half.
That's about like a middle school game.
Now, you know, you would think Auburn should have one player get 35 points. No, we're talking about a team.
Or how about just two?
Yeah.
Not just one. If I have two players who can score me 35, sure the rest team can get me another 30.
If they had been sitting in a canoe out in the middle of the ocean, they couldn't have got the ball wet. So it was...
Oh,
ugly.
Man.
I understand you watched Alabama, and
I did.
Alabama looking better this year.
They can't look any worse, you know.
No, that's true.
But I watched them play last night. They were, I believe, they were 3-0 at that point. Played Iowa State. Iowa State was ranked 13th, and you know, with a couple minutes to go in the game, you know, it was a 1-2-3 point game. They had their opportunities, you know, to win it, but again. Much better club than he had last year. A whole different style. You know, they'll get up down the floor a little bit more and, you know, take a few shots a little bit quicker than, you know, running the shot clock down to basically zero. But they're so far they are much improved.
Anthony Grant may have decided he's going to have to change some things if he wants to another year after this.
And he did. Well, he brought in some guy from, I think used to be the coach at University of Buffalo or somewhere up in that way, to help him offensively, help the club. And they are better. They're better offensively. They shoot the ball better. Certainly, they don't shoot it well, but, you know, compared to what it was last year, it couldn't get any worse. So, but anyway, we'll talk. You know, we can talk more about that.
Let's forget about basketball. Who cares about basketball this week?
Oh, what do you mean? Who cares about basketball? I've got a little bit later. Remind me. I've got to tell you a story about Louisville and Savannah State. Do not let me forget to tell you that.
I've seen the score. I have no idea what the story is.
But I know you don't.
I saw the score, and again, you would think you would have a player or two, as you said. Score as many as Savannah score. You want to go ahead and give the score?
The Savannah
State.
We've
got everybody wondering what was going on there.
The Savannah, well.
Was it
it was Louisville 87-26.
Yeah, 87-26.
I'll give you that much, and I will tell you, what did Auburn score the first half?
21 the first half, 14
and
the
you were
half.
Very upset that they scored 21 points.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Savannah.
Especially 14 in the second half.
Okay. Savannah State scored 7 points the first half.
7 points.
Seven.
No. Hey, that takes us back to the middle school days in Vermont.
That's right. Like we said, I think I could kick enough in to score more than that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be but two.
That's right. They scored 7 points the first half. And that's a college team that's got college players, you know. Somebody's giving them a scholarship.
I was going to ask. You think they're there on a scholarship?
I don't know what size school Savannah State. Maybe it's a Division III.
Wow.
Maybe it's a junior college. I don't know.
They need to come to Coleman and recruit some players. I think Coleman County players, we could get more than 26.
That's right. Hey, while we're doing that, I know it's a big day and we've got football going on, but we also have some basketball, Jason, going on this week. Every year it's the longest running tournament in the state of Alabama, is the Holly Pond Thanksgiving Tournament. I believe that starts, it either starts today or tomorrow. I'm not sure about that tournament. Hansville also has a Thanksgiving tournament. It starts today. Danville, which, you know, over in Morgan County has one, but I think some of our local teams play in that. So just real quick, the Holly Pond tournament starts on Wednesday. And real quickly, if you don't mind, I'll just give those,
run them down.
I'll give those out. So Wednesday, you've got Fairview playing Hartzell, at 4 o'clock. Vimont's in playing Locust Fork, at 6:30. Then West Point plays JB Pennington. And then Holly Pond plays Arab, is the last game of the day. The Hansville Thanksgiving tournament starts tonight. That's Corner against Good Hope. That's at 5 o'clock. Cold Springs against Cleveland, 6:15. And at 7:30, it's Dora and Mortimer Jordan. So those are just some of our local teams that are playing in Thanksgiving tournaments. You know, that's going on in the area. Once again, the two sites that this is boys that's hosting tournaments is the Hansville High School and Holly Pond High School. Jason, one other, we have the results of a game that you may know about this one, and this was, as we said earlier, this is probably the matchup that you already predicted we'll see at the county tournament, because Cold Springs played Holly Pond. Varsity boys, Cold Springs won 74-73.
Yeah, that.
Did you know about that one?
I talked to some people that were at the game and said it was a good game. Holly Pond actually had about an 11-point lead.
Yeah.
And Cold Springs come back there at the end.
At the end in one ball game. The girls, Holly Pond's girls, 69, Cold Springs girls, 58. So, Scott Adams defeated, Tammy West club by 9 there. So, that's what's going on, locally. If you want to see some high school basketball, you can get all you want this week. Hansville or Holly Pond or a combination of both. You can get all you want this week. Now that's with boys. I don't know if the girls are playing any Thanksgiving tournaments or not. Cold Springs may be, but I'm not sure about any of the other teams. So that is what's going on. We got 3 other games tonight before the tournament starts. That's Addison at Meek, Fairview at Vimont, and Hartzell at West Point. So,
and running, when that you host a tournament like Holly Pond is hosting the Thanksgiving tournament, does the home team not pretty much pick who they want to play?
Oh, sure, they pick
then
the first round.
Why is Holly Pond playing Arab?
They do that. I think he does that about every year.
Is Arab going to be bad?
Arab is pretty good. You know, Fair and Key, you know, play at West Point.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good. They have been. I think Mitch, the last few years, he's had a good club. And he takes it as just a challenge, and that's who he's played them, you know, the first round most of the time. Now, I know exactly what you're saying, and most of the time that's what happens.
Yeah, you play them in a championship.
Yeah, that's right. You pick, your first round opponent is normally one that you're pretty sure you're going to get a W, and then you go from there.
Yeah.
But, he just jumps in there to start with. So,
you gotta admire that.
You do.
More of a man than I would be.
That's and, he knows he's
I mean, good. To be honest, I'm playing JB Pennington first game. I don't know anything about JB Pennington this year, but going past, I'm playing JB Pennington.
Well, and here's another reason, Jason, that he may be doing it. Number one, Pennington, no, I don't think Pennington's in their area, but it could be an opponent that you already play in regular season. You don't want to open up one of your county teams because you're already going to play them twice in the regular season. You may see them again in a county tournament, and then you may see them again in the area tournament. So, you know, you could play a county team easily four times in a year. So you don't want to play them again, you know, in a Thanksgiving tournament too. So I'm sure that plays into it as well.
And it seemed like when Tyler and Eric were playing basketball, if you remember, it was always Good Hope. And I think they averaged playing Good Hope four times a year.
That's right.
They played them twice in regular season. Mm-hmm. Usually they would get them in the county tournament and then the area.
That's right. So easily can play, you know, the local teams four times. And no matter how good you are, somewhere down the road, the other club's going to beat you. And always the coach's biggest fear, if I've played them three or four times, where they're going to beat me is probably in the area tournament.
Right.
You know, so I think that's probably one reason that Mitch, you know, opens up with somebody other than his area and county opponents. So there you go. But that's a good tournament, as well as the Hansville tournament is.
Do you think anybody will be watching any basketball Saturday, 6:45?
Will there be even any being played?
No, I wonder if there'll be anybody at Walmart, anybody at the store. I'll not be there.
I don't care
what kind of sale they're having.
I know, but if you don't like sport, if you don't like sports, if you don't like football, that is the one day that's probably the best shopping day of the year.
People in Ferguson, Missouri will take that time off the ride in Denali. They'll put their guns down and go to the TV.
You think they're going
to
watch Alabama?
That they have just stolen out of a business and watch the Iron Bowl.
You think they care about the Iron Bowl? You think they'd rather watch the Iron Bowl or rather go burn a business down?
I think they'd watch the Iron Bowl and burn the business after.
Depending on the outcome of the game.
Is that not a mess?
That's sad.
We talked about that some before. We went on the air. And
yeah. It's hard to explain and hard to...
Ronnie, I think you and I both agree. Yeah. Those folks that are doing that, they were going to do that regardless. Yeah. They just had something they can use for an excuse now.
And I wonder, you know, Jason, certainly I don't want to be too awful political, but of all those people who were rioting, I wonder how many of them were actually lived in Ferguson, Missouri, and of those, how many even knew who Michael Brown was? They had.
I would say probably less than
1% would even know. I wonder. If you went around and asked the kid's name that was killed, I wonder there would be some that wouldn't even know. They wouldn't know that.
Oh, no doubt. And Ronnie, what kills me with the news media, they're telling 25% of the story.
Yeah.
They're not telling what Michael Brown had done to bring this on.
Right.
They're just saying an unarmed teenager.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, Trayvon Martin played all over again in Missouri.
It's a sad situation. And again, the whole focus is lost on an 18-year-old kid has been killed.
Right.
You know, I mean, and the loss his parents, and I heard his dad, you know, said a few things on TV the other night, very well spoken, you know, asking people, please don't, you know, don't burn businesses, don't riot, don't tear things up in our city. But, you know, that just kind of fell on deaf ears. But, you know, again, through all of this, a young man lost his life. And, you know, apparently by the grand jury, by some poor choices that he made.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but again.
And the dumbest thing, as we talked about, and we'll get on sports after we get off our soapbox.
Yeah.
But the dumbest call of the entire thing was the announcement being at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Our time, 8 o'clock their time. They're on the same time.
I know.
So it's pitch dark.
Sure.
Why announce it? The news had came down early in the day.
Yeah.
Daylight.
Sure.
So why not announce it while the sun is shining?
I know. I mean, you just invite it.
You know,
it's hard to explain. It's hard to justify. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to comprehend. And again, the bottom line is an 18-year-old has lost his life, you know, by some, you know, possibly or probably some poor choices, you know, that he made.
You know that police officer is going to have to move out, probably out of the state.
I think he's probably already gone.
Yeah, he's got to get gone.
Yeah.
I think I would change my identity.
Oh, sure.
You know, and find me a different line of work.
Yeah. You know, and again, we weren't there. We don't know what happened. Only those people, you know, only the grand jury does. You know, I guess it appears he felt certainly his life was threatened, and he did whatever he had to do to save his own life. So
right,
wrong, or indifferent, you know, again, an 18-year-old kid, and just a kid is gone.
Speaking of finding a new line of work, we got about 4 minutes before the break, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Do you think Auburn loses to Alabama? You think Ellis Johnson will be finding a new job next year or going off into retirement?
If they do. If Alabama – has Gus ever – he's never been in a position to fire anybody, has he?
Arkansas State for 1 year, and so
– Yeah, but he didn't fire he didn't fire any of his coach because he wasn't there long enough. I tell you, I'm going to go out on the limb, and I'm going to say Gus does not fire Ellis Johnson, irregardless of the outcome.
I'm going to say he has to fire him regardless of the outcome.
we are certainly on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I don't think he has a choice.
Now, should he? Yeah, I think he should.
And you know, I heard some national guys.
I haven't heard anything. So what?
Earlier today, just praising Ellis Johnson and what a past he's had, and he didn't just get dumb overnight. Well, no, he didn't get dumb overnight.
I'm
not saying
that.
He's dumb. I'm saying he's not coaching this team to their potential. Now, what their potential is, I don't know, but it's not what they're playing. So,
what if that is their potential?
Then we need to recruit defensively.
Then Gus needs to look his own self in the mirror then, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if it is truly lack of talent.
Gus has only had one recruit.
That's right. You have to give Gus a pass there. But you can't give Gus a pass for, you know, 2 or 3 years.
No, I'm not even
going to.
If he don't make a change
at
the head position on defense, I'm not going to give him a pass for another year. I mean, man, when it comes to Auburn football, very little patience, especially when teams are scoring 30 and 40 points a game.
Yeah, it makes it very difficult.
Yeah, you can't
on
win.
Your offensive, you know, on my offense, because there's no room for error. They can't, you know, penalties, and they've been horrible with penalties.
Did you
recently
see the picture of Nick Marshall making the rounds?
No.
It was shown the other day. It's a picture of Nick Marshall after the game or after some game, and he's sitting there and he says, I told him to give it to me on the hut, but he give it to me on the hut. Talking about the Texas A&M. And, you know, it's about Nick Marshall level. So,
it wasn't a double hut. Yeah. It was just hut.
He told him to give it to him on the hut, but he give it to him on the hut.
Oh, man. Oh, well. You piling on him.
No, I'm telling you. I'll be glad to see him gone. That's all I can say. So. All right, break time. We come back. Let's get heavy into the Iron Bowl, and we'll look at some past Iron Bowls maybe and bring us up to this year.
I've got to clue you in on
We'll get that story, too, the Louisville story. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, Tuesday edition.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Colvin, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Cullman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Cullman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
Join Live 95 Thanksgiving Day as we begin a new tradition here in Cullman. Based on a true incident in his life that began on Thanksgiving Day in 1965 and which inspired a 1969 movie of the same name, Arlo Guthrie recorded Alice's Restaurant in 1967. Tune in at 12 noon or 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day to hear Alice's Restaurant right here on Live 95, Cullman's independent radio.
Well, I guess if this thing comes up short, he can field it and run it out. All right, here we go. 56-yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran
it. Oh, run it.
If you have to rely on that to win the game this year, you're out of luck.
Hey, if we have to rely on that to win,
you're
I'll
out of
take
luck.
It. Long as it we win.
It ain't going to happen.
Apparently, you have to rely on microphones, too.
What I said was, unless you know you didn't hear it, if you've got to rely on that to win the football game, you're not going to win the football game. And here's why. Alabama will never attempt another 53-yard field goal because they don't have anybody who can kick one 53 yards.
Hey, that almost, I mean, it came within an inch of happening the other day on a pro game. I can't remember who was playing.
Oh, really?
It may have even been the Monday night game, Sunday night, Monday night game, but the kick was kicked. They fielded it in the end zone. He probably ran it back 50 yards. He had one tackle to break, and he went down, unfortunately. But
it's surprising. You know, honestly, it's not because Auburn beat Alabama with it. With that happening, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am.
Because, you know, you got your field goal team out there. You don't have your sprinters.
That's right.
You just got a bunch of guys to block.
Said it's all the fat guys.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. It's all the fat guys. So it's amazing it doesn't happen more often.
Oh.
It happened that one time, and it keeps, unfortunately, it keeps happening again and again. Just like it did a few minutes ago.
And we'll play a little Alabama to make you feel better.
I know. And what you said was we'll play it at 6:15.
Yeah. How about, Ronnie, if anybody wants to call the number 256-737-9951,
yes.
Call, give us an Iron Bowl prediction. The one closest to the score, $25
winner. $25
winner. And the way we'll do that is you add the difference in both teams' points. If you say it's 30-20, pick the score, and it ends up 33-27, you've got 7 difference on one side, 3 difference on the other, total of 10. And whoever's got the fewest points win, $25.
You sound like you know what you're talking about.
I've done that a few times.
I first thought you was going to say pick total points.
No, give us the score. And
who wins? What if you hit the score right on the nose, but the wrong team won?
If you pick the score right on the nose, that's impossible because you got to say who wins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You say 31-27 Alabama.
Yeah.
All right. If it's Auburn,
okay.
You're totally out of the game.
Okay. I just thought that. What if I get the score right, just the wrong team?
And you got to have the winning team.
Okay. You have to preface
regardless,
that with
right.
A,
you've got to have the winning team regardless who's closer.
Or someone might ask team. The same question that I just right. asked. I did have the score right.
Right.
Just the wrong winner.
Just the wrong winner. Honey, longest streak in the 2000s, who owns it?
The longest? The longest winning streak
in the Iron Bowl in the 2000s.
Well, by you asking, I think you're trying to trick me. So I'm going to say Alabama.
No, I wasn't trying to trick you.
Yeah, you dog. I should have known.
Auburn won 2002 from November 23rd, 2002. Their last win, 2007.
Well, that's when
actually
Alabama.
Actually, they had six in a
that's
row.
That's when Alabama really didn't have a football
that's
team.
That's when Tuberville run out of fingers.
Yes. Yeah.
Alabama, though, has won four of the last six.
Yeah. He ran out of fingers when Saban got to town, didn't he?
Hey, we took them while we could.
Yeah. Yeah, they basically got the death penalty there.
That's back when they were hiring all the mics.
That's right.
That'd be another trivia question for you. We'll make that one for a shirt. If you can call and give us all the mics that were hired during that era, that's good for a shirt. So
all the head football coaches at Alabama.
Not all over the nation, but at the University of Alabama.
That's what I
say, right.
At Alabama.
They went through a streak where they hired several coaches named Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Call and tell us all the mics that were hired.
For a t-shirt.
For a t-shirt.
737-9951 would be the number to call if you want to win a t-shirt. Or call and give us some predictions of scores for $25. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Or was it $50?
$25.
Okay.
$50 on Moolah. And this week, Moolah will probably be won today. We'll have the first Moolah clue next break. Probably be
won today
by someone who has never won. To be eligible, you have to be a no winner.
No winner. Maybe
even if you won a t-shirt, you're not eligible for this one.
I see.
And Moolah will be easy today.
Yeah, it appeared to be.
It's going to be easy with the picking, and worth $50, I might add.
Hey, it's $50. It's just as good if it's an easy pick. You know, easy choice, or it is a difficult one.
Hey, let's shift back to basketball and let you tell the story I'm wanting to hear about all Louisville right. and the 27 points.
Well, yeah. Did you tell us? We already know about the Auburn. Auburn got beat by Tulsa, right?
53-35, scored 21 the first half and scored 14 the second half.
And you
half.
Watched it?
Yeah. Well, until I fell back asleep in the second half.
Okay. So. Well, that didn't take long.
No.
So, needless to say, Auburn was horrific. They were terrible.
They were pathetic.
Yeah. I picked them to make the NIT this year.
Oh, they're going to have to go a long way.
Is there any chance of that?
No, they're going to have to go a long way, Ronnie.
Yeah. I'm still sticking with it.
They shoot like a fair fifth grade team.
Oh, man. Well, I hate to hear that because I picked Auburn to at least get to the NIT. All right, here's the deal. Louisville played last night. They played Savannah State. They beat Savannah State. This will make you feel a little bit better about Auburn basketball. They beat Savannah State 87-26. Now, the saddest part about this story is Savannah State only scored 7 points the whole first half. Seven. Single digits that you could sit and, you know, and just count out on your hands. 7 points. First half, college athletes.
And they came back out after halftime.
And they put a big whopping 26 total points on the board.
Well, that was big. Though,
they got hot. They played much better. Had better ball movement. You know, had a little more confidence about them. Shot the ball a little bit better.
They lit it up.
And
ended
up with 26 points. Now, after the game, you know, as customary, all of them do, you know, they have the press conference and, you know, they're questioning Rick Pitino, you know, and some of them kind of getting on him a little bit, you know, about the score there, you know, as bad as it was. And basically, he said, well, I don't know what else I could have done. He said, I played four white guys and an Egyptian. That is a class. That is funny. You know, he said, well, what, you know, and that just that visual, hey, I've got four white kids and an out here and then throw an Egyptian. What else can I do?
Yeah, but that's pretty much it, other than bringing the cheerleaders in.
That's right. Or, you know, just bringing, you know, some young kids in that's paid to get in, or a ball boy or something like that, and letting them play. But that was a quote of Rick Pitino, after the game, was he played four white kids and an Egyptian.
Wow.
And that's funny. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I was flipping through ESPN. Would you believe they were giving him, saying he needed to, that wasn't sensitive, and he needed to come back and, apologize.
Apologize to who? The white kids?
I guess the white kids and the Egyptians. Egyptian. Well, here's what I tell those four white kids. Get better.
That's it. That's it. It's just like we were talking about the other day, why there's not more white kids playing at Auburn, Alabama.
That's right.
It's surely not the black kids' fault.
No.
It's the white kids and PlayStation.
Absolutely. Or, whatever, anything else other than get outside and play some basketball. So, I thought, God, that's where we are in this country today. You have to be so politically correct, and you have to be so careful about what you say, because you're going to offend somebody and you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. I mean, that's just absurd.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you just laugh at it and take it for what it is? It's a joke and it's funny. Four white kids and an Egyptian.
Oh, just be glad he didn't say it the other way, though.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been in more trouble if he had said he was playing four black kids and an Egyptian.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he'd really been in trouble.
Yeah, well, then he would have been running the score up on purpose.
Yeah.
That'd be like saying, I didn't take my starters out.
Hey, the number 256-737-9951. Call, take a stab at this weekend score, a little game going on in Tuscaloosa.
Just a small one.
You'll get our picks later, and Ronnie, we've got a stake on this game.
Yeah.
And I've got how many points? 10?
10.
Oh, I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah, you probably are.
So the line's 9.5. We were pretty close on that.
That's game, right. So. That's right. We'll talk more about our picks a little bit later. So, but anyway,
I want to hear some other picks. I want to hear if Eddie's listening. I want to hear. It's time for him to come out of the closet.
Oh,
and pick the score. No, not that closet. But he was in New York wearing a pink tutu.
That's right. So. Yes, we know that for a fact because we were told that, or we made it up. I forgot which one it was.
I think we made
that one up. We made that one up. Okay. Yeah. I figured that would be something we'd do.
We'll move on after this, but a friend of ours I saw on Facebook was actually in Ferguson, Missouri yesterday. Luckily,
really?
He was able to get out before the announcement. May be why they delayed the announcement, but Tally, Tally travels all over delivering buildings or whatever he does. But he was actually in Ferguson, Missouri yesterday.
Wow.
So. And Ferguson, Missouri, that may be why they're burning the buildings and stuff down, because Tally was there.
So. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Tally. At least he got out of there.
How many Iron Bowls, Ronnie, has Nick Saban been the winner of?
How many has he been in?
He's not won all of them.
All but two.
All but two. Let me look at my Iron Bowl Bible here.
He's 4-2.
4-3.
4-3.
4-3. He lost his first year.
Well, that's to go without saying.
All right, the music means it's time for a break. The number 256-737-9951. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Moolah coming up.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment,
trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa trimmers and equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. This is the music we love. This is Live 95 music. This is Live 95 music. If you like this,
we should swim in the streams, we should laugh, we should cry, we should love, we should dream.
And this, and this, then this is your radio station, Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
All right, 4:37, and time for Moolah.
A little money.
Brought to you by People's Bank of Alabama. Moolah, where was Moolah last week?
It was a Battleship Alabama.
Battleship Alabama, that's right, and kept it, at least kept it in the Wilson family, Cindy's sister.
That's right.
One, since Cindy was not eligible this week, neither of them are eligible. And it's going to be super easy. So
to spot them, is that
right,
what you're saying?
Right. So if you have never won, now I'm talking T-shirts, cups, money, whatever, now's your time to win. All right.
That's it.
The first clue, and we're going to solve this today, Ronnie. The first clue is if you're looking for Moolah, you might see several statues. Right, if you're looking for Moolah, you might see several statues.
Well, there you go.
That's right. So
737-9951 if you want to take a stab at where Moolah is hidden.
It is super easy this week only.
Only.
So right now's the time to win it.
Now's the time. That's exactly right. Now's the time to win.
Ronnie, what did you think about the dominating performance by Alabama and Auburn both this past weekend?
Well, they certainly looked like the number one and number two ranked teams in the country, didn't they?
I knew things were going good when you texted me and said Alabama looked pathetic.
Yes.
And I was at the movie. Yeah. I looked at the score.
Yeah.
And I got interested then.
I know.
Kept checking the score.
Yeah.
And about halftime, I quit checking.
Yeah, but you know, for the first quarter and a half, you know, it was very close. 17-14, I think, at one time.
Oh yeah, and Auburn didn't look any better.
They were bad early too.
Pat Sullivan, Samford Bulldogs.
Yeah, so. They got down 7-0 as well.
Pat Sullivan looks bad now.
Yeah, he does.
I think there's more to that story than meets the eye.
Yeah.
Ronnie, we've got a caller. Jay has it on the board as Sandra. I don't know if it's Sandra or Sandra.
I think it's misspelled. I said it's Sandra.
Sandra?
Yes.
Have we got your name right?
Sandra.
All right. That's
right.
We've got it. All right. Are you taking a shot at Moolah?
I'm trying.
All right.
How about the Bryant Denny Stadium?
You got it.
Yeah. Hey.
That's it.
Hey, we knew it was going to be solved fast.
We didn't know it was solved that fast, though. Yeah. Wow.
I thought about calling them before you gave the clue.
Oh.
That was easy.
Oh, that was easy. Jason's in the giving mood, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, congratulations, Sandra. And if you'll hold on, Jay will get your information, and we can either mail you check out, or you can come by the office and pick it up. So.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Sandra.
Yeah.
Sandra, is this a War Eagle or a Road Type?
War Eagle.
Hey, while we've got you on the phone, we're going to have some folks calling in, hopefully, and giving predictions of scores. And that's also for some free shirts or something. That's for $25.
Okay.
So give us your prediction. I know it's going to be Auburn.
Yeah, give me a second.
All right.
Give her a second. Hey, and the beauty of that,
she
he
got
right
you
right
there.
21-28 Auburn.
21-28 Auburn.
I like that score.
Yeah.
All right, Sandra. If you if you're the winner, that'll be another
25. Is that your final answer? Do you not want to figure in some field goal points for Alabama?
Final answer.
All right. Well, thank you, Sandra, and congratulations.
Thanks.
Stay on the line. I'll talk to you here in a minute. So.
All right. Hey, yes, that didn't take long. First caller, first winner.
That's batting 100.
That's it.
100%.
And that's the way to do it. We knew it was going to be easy, but like I said, I didn't expect it that fast.
Does that mean you're going to play again?
If you want to ante up 50, we will.
Hey, after what happened to me today?
Tell everybody what happened to you. Right? Oh. Everybody get a kick out of this.
Oh, do I have to? Very briefly. Now,
did you teach driver's ed at time?
No, I did not. Apparently, I didn't take driver ed either. To make a long story short, I was going to fish today, had a canoe in the back of my car, of my truck, pulled out around the side of my house, hit my son's car with my truck. I have a 1994 model old truck. It's a piece of junk, and he has a, 2011 Chevy Cruze. $1,007 worth of damage, and my deductible, I guess, would be, right, $1,000. So, Merry Christmas.
That might be a sign the way your weekend's going to go.
I think I'm going to, I believe I'll base my pick upon that.
Uh-oh. Boy, I can't wait to hear that pick.
Oh, man, but that's what happened to me today.
Hey, Ronnie, everybody's done crazy stuff. I've done more than my share of backing into people. And,
Yeah, it's bad.
And I don't think mine was quite that expensive, but it was years ago, so now it would probably be twice that. It was my mother-in-law's car. And Tyler, being the little brain surgeon that he was, sitting in the seat. He said, "You hit Mama's car," and like I didn't know that when I felt the crunch. But
he just wanted to remind you of that.
But take us to Alabama, and then I'll take us to the Auburn-Sanford game. Tell us your thoughts on.
Well, Western Carolina, that's a FCS club just like Samford is. There's not a lot to say other than certainly to start the game, very much lost. In fact, that's probably not the right term. Just not ready to play mentally.
Tuned out.
Exactly. That's the word I was looking for. Tuned out. Or looking ahead, to the Auburn game or whatever the case may be. But really, really a poor performance for most of the first half. Western Carolina gets on the board first, 7-0. Then late in the first half, it was still – Bama was up, but it was like, 17-14. But, once it got to that point, certainly it was over. After that, I think he ended up, I don't know, the final, I think, was 48-14, I believe, something like that. Whole second half, he played everybody, basically had. And Coker, let me say, Coker looked good throwing the football. I don't know if that's who he's going to hang his hat on next year, be another player that's going to have 1 year of eligibility, or is he going to go with, some of the younger guys or maybe a freshman coming in? Who knows? But that's neither here nor there. Again, first half was atrocious, and then it was just kind of, going through the motions. Yes, they totally dominated them. Yes, they racked up a lot of points, and yes, they racked up a lot of yardage and a lot of first downs and all that kind of stuff. But, as far as being ready to play coming out on the field, it was not there.
But you
not
gotta
even
kinda,
close.
You kinda,
but you
got to expect that before the Auburn game. And Auburn, pretty much the same thing. It was terrible. Samford, just like Western Carolina, got on the scoreboard first.
Yeah.
Auburn seemed like every time they picked up a first down or held Samford on third down, would commit the costly penalty they've been doing since about midseason.
Yeah, a lot of penalties.
Oh, yeah, and keep Samford moving the ball or keep Auburn out of first downs. And if they do that Saturday, it's going to be a long day because Alabama will capitalize on those mistakes where Samford just didn't have the equipment.
Yeah, they didn't have the ability to do it. But, you know, that could be said about either one of them. You know, if Alabama doesn't play any better than they played, and they will, and Auburn will play much better.
Alabama, any key injuries, that you know of?
They had several kids to get banged up. Amari Cooper got a knee bruise. Cam Robinson, their tackle, offensive left tackle, he was hurt, went out with an ankle. There was, I have to look them up. I can't call them all off the top of my head. There was five or six. Fowler went down on a play, but he's okay. I think every kid that was dinged up may be able to play. Vogler, who is a tight end, he may not be able to play. He may be out. It's still unclear from what Saban said whether he'd be able to play or not. So they had a lot of people banged up. Seemed like, especially the first half, it was just every couple of plays or so they had somebody going down.
Again, which resembled a lot like the Auburn game,
yeah,
because Auburn had several people go down too. Still waiting on word about Duke Williams. I can't see him not playing if he's got both legs able to put him on the ground. And running, actually, an Alabama fan said something today that made sense, made me feel better about the Auburn team, really. He said everybody is down on Auburn, the way they have played and the losses they have occurred, but Duke Williams has been out. And then, you know, people will say, well, you can't blame that on one player. And his theory was, take Amari Cooper off of Alabama's team and see what kind of difference that makes.
Yeah, yeah.
In which he was there at the Mississippi State game. But Mississippi State, not a bad team, number four in the nation.
That's right.
Or they were last week. Now, who knows this week?
Who knows this week? That's something else. And we'll go through the polls after we, you know, go to a break. We'll come back and, you know, give the top 25 and all that kind of stuff. But you're right. Duke Williams is certainly, he has pro, you know, you're going pro ability, pro size. If he can stay healthy, you know, I know he's hurt or has been hurt right now, but if he can stay healthy, he has a long career waiting on him. The advantage of having him out there for several reasons. One is, just like you've been very critical of Nick Marshall and his ability to throw the football consistently, and that criticism is certainly warranted, but the thing that Duke Williams helps him with is the fact that if I just get it close to him.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have to be a good throw. It just has to be a touchable throw.
Yeah.
And, he's
really the only Auburn receiver.
He's the only one to do that.
Yeah, that can do that.
Yeah.
Sammy Coates.
That is a specimen.
Oh,
just
yeah.
to look at him, yeah. he is a specimen. But I don't know how many balls he's dropped that's hit him between the 8 and the 0 or whatever. I think 8 is his number. I'm not sure. But if Duke Williams is back, he requires, it's hard to cover him with single coverage. You're going, you know, you're probably going to double him, or some kind of combination, which takes somebody else out of that box to help prevent the run. So, a stud receiver can certainly change, what you do offensively the rest of the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And wow. It just got dark in here and red out in the west.
Jay came in and opened the blinds up. And so if you are incoming, go to your window and look out. It is an absolutely
gorgeous. Hey, that sky is orange. It's not actually red. It's orange.
It's painted. Yeah.
So another sign. If this was on Saturday evening.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Even if it is Auburn colors.
I know. that is beautiful. So hey, if you are if you're in Cullman or anywhere in the area, go out and check out the sunset. It is gorgeous. But again, Duke Williams, if he's back, is going to make a huge difference in Nick Marshall and his ability to throw the football. Going to make a difference in coverages, and I think it's going to allow Auburn a better opportunity to run the football.
All right. The number, 737-995-1450. 10 minutes till 5. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5. Coleman.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Join Live 95 Thanksgiving Day as we begin a new tradition here in Coleman. Based on a true incident in his life that began on Thanksgiving Day in 1965 and which inspired a 1969 movie of the same name, Arlo Guthrie recorded Alice's Restaurant in 1967. Tune in at 12 noon or 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day to hear Alice's Restaurant. Right here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
As we take a moment to figure out technical difficulties.
1985, the kick sends Bama past Auburn. Paul Kennedy and Doug Layton had the final two plays.
15 seconds to go. Again from the 46. Fell in motion. Shula keeping a back in for protection. Looks. Set. Looking. Dumping. Open. Richardson. Head to the boundary, Greg. Head to the boundary. Get out of bounds. He does. 35-yard line. 6 seconds to go. Let's bring on the field goal unit.
Got to. There's only time for one more play. The ball's at the Auburn 36. So it's going to be about a 52-yard attempt. The 52-yard attempt will be it for Van Tippen.
This would win the game. A 52-yard try. The clock will not start till the ball is snapped. There is the snap. The kick. It is in the air. It has drifted.
It's good. Y'all see the excitement back when Alabama could kick field goals?
Jay, I was thinking while I was listening to that, I was thinking, you know what? We will not hear that this year.
I don't think so.
If we have to kick a 52-yarder to win, we have just lost the ball game.
I like our odds if we can keep Alabama to 40, 50-yard field goals.
Yeah, you got that. There's no doubt about that. I mean, heck, they can't kick it from 25 recently.
They'll probably catch on fire this game.
Maybe time. Griffin, maybe he's healthy. You know, if you noticed, he didn't even kick this past week.
I didn't notice. I didn't watch any. I didn't watch the replays.
Yeah.
I watched the Auburn game, turned it off, and went to bed like a good little boy.
But he didn't. He didn't kick off. He didn't kick a field goal. He didn't do anything. And Saban alluded to earlier in the year about him battling some injuries. And again, he didn't play at all, and no one knows what they are because, at least I don't. I've never heard Saban say, he's got a turned ankle.
No, can't be too serious. He's a dang kicker.
Yeah, I mean.
And I did say dang.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe he pulled a back muscle carrying out one of the blocking dummies or something, or holding his helmet. So,
hey, Ronnie, after the upcoming break, which we just came back from break, but after we take our next break, we will hear a little bit of Nick Saban's press conference today, what he had to say about the upcoming game.
Yeah.
Trying to find Gus Malzahn, but Gus seems to be hit out. I don't guess he wants anybody to know what he says.
And maybe, has he done one?
He may be so ashamed. Yeah, he had one today at 12:30, but he may be ashamed of his Tigers and keeping it quiet.
Okay. Well, we'll do that after the next break. Listen to a little bit of Nick Saban's press conference. So,
what do you think tonight? The almighty committee comes out, and everybody knows our opinion on committees, but they come out. Yeah. Top four remain the same. You see any changes?
Now, we're both assuming that the
and you know
top
what
four,
assuming does.
Okay. We both believe, that's what I'm, that the top four is going to stay the same. Or do you
think
it's going? You're asking me that.
Do you think
it's going? You think it's going to stay Alabama? Currently, it's Alabama, Florida State. No, Alabama,
Oregon,
Florida State, Mississippi State. I don't see those changing.
I don't think so.
I don't think they will. I think what will happen is, I'd have to pull it up and look at it. Was Ohio State? Where are they? Are they?
I think Ohio State's six.
They're six. Okay. I would not, and TCU's probably five then. I would not be surprised if Ohio State does not move in front of TCU. I have no, I don't really have a basis for that other than, if you watch TV and ESPN knows that, they're giving Ohio State's getting a lot of love right now.
And Ohio State playing some pretty, as bad as I hate to say it, they're playing some pretty decent ball.
They are, but this past weekend they won, I don't remember the score, 30-something, 20-something, but they were playing the powerful Indiana Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Now, if you move them up now, you can be rest assured they're probably going to end up in that top four, which I would love for them to be in. Now, I don't want Mississippi State to get bumped out.
That's what I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
If Mississippi State, let's say Mississippi State beats Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Alabama beats Auburn.
Yeah.
Goes to the SEC championship, and wins the SEC championship.
Yeah.
Does Mississippi State hold on to that number four position, seeing that they're not playing in the SEC championship?
I think it will be determined on what those clubs behind them do. If there is any way possible to slide a Ohio State, to slide a Baylor, to slide a TCU, any of those, that they can slide in that four spot and move Mississippi State out, you can be rest assured, at least in my opinion, they will be bounced out of that top four.
Oh, I think so. I think Mississippi State,
there is just a matter of time.
If Auburn loses to Alabama, I think Mississippi State's chances of being in that final four are slim to none.
Yeah, and there's several clubs behind them that still have a shot of getting in. UCLA, who I picked early on, before we ever started to be in that playoff, you start hearing talk of them again. Yes, they've lost two games, but if they can win out and win that Pac-10, then how do you keep them out?
Right.
I don't know.
And without playing, I don't see it. It would work out perfect for the committee. They boot one SEC team out, keep Alabama in. Now, if Alabama loses to Auburn, Mississippi State goes to the SEC championship, and then it depends on a win or loss. What if they lose the SEC championship? Does the SEC get skipped altogether?
No.
So what happens then?
I think whoever wins the SEC will get in.
So if Mississippi State ends up in Atlanta, and let's say
Missouri,
as bad as we hate to say it,
they have two losses.
The winner of that game, you think will be in the final four, even if it's Missouri?
Yes.
I don't know. I think the SEC could get skipped. would that
it's possible.
Not, hey, that might cause riots in Birmingham. if the SEC doesn't have a team in the Final Four.
When, you know, we talk about, you know, they deserve to have probably two in because...
Right, and the first poll had three.
That's right. And then it ended up where they have nobody.
But that first poll was nothing other than a show because everybody knew that wasn't going to happen because the teams all had to play each other. So
exactly. So, it could be, Jason, that could happen. First of all, I don't think Missouri's going to win the SEC championship. I don't think the committee will be placed in that position to have to do that.
If Auburn beats Alabama, though, that committee has got to start sweating because they've got problems if Auburn beats Alabama.
Yeah, and then because some of those other guys are playing well now, getting hot. Like we mentioned, a TCU, an Ohio State, a Baylor, a UCLA. You know,
they not forced to jump Baylor ahead of TCU, being that Baylor beat TCU heads up? I mean, how do they keep Baylor behind TCU?
I think they just base it on their strength schedule, that TCU's schedule is more difficult than Baylor's.
Even though
they
Baylor beat them.
That's right. What else could it be right now for them to be,
be
behind them?
I don't know.
Yeah. So it's still, there's one regular season game left, but, boy, there's a lot of cards yet to be played.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them.
Some important cards.
That's right. Case in point. Florida State could go down to Florida, or they could go down in the ACC championship game against Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see that at the beginning of the year. We talked about Florida State. If they got by one or two games, it was going to be a cakewalk. But Florida State has had anything but a cakewalk.
That's right.
This year.
And they almost, it's the same song, different verse. This is the past week against Boston
College.
In fact,
I sent you a text that FSU is going down.
Yeah.
So.
And then, there at the end, Boston College just drives it, runs it right down their throat and gets down there. And what they do? Missed a field goal. Now, it wasn't a short one. It was pouring down rain. I got all that, but it was, 40-yardish field goal to have taken
the lead.
Is
the Florida State kicker not money?
Florida State kicker.
I've never seen a kicker, college kicker, anything like him.
By far. If they get across midfield, he's got a chance to make it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's
Ronnie,
a phenomenal player. Yeah.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJMLP Coleman.
Oh, am I?
That's a little legal mumbo-jumbo that we have to say.
Whatever that means.
So we got that
You know more about legal stuff than I do.
Hey, as long as we stay legal, I just do what Jay says. So. The number 256-737-9951. So far, only one guess at the score.
That's right.
So if there's only one guess, guess who's going to be the winner?
Hey, there you go.
That's right, unless she misses the winning team.
The winner. So, hey.
You got to have the winning team right. So
give us a call. Make your predictions.
Yeah, if I'm sitting out there, whether I'm Alabama or Auburn fan, I'm going to call and go the other way.
My tickets have just arrived.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay is in the house Saturday.
That's it. He's got his tickets to get into Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Hey, Jay, those aren't my tickets, are they?
I
just wonder if they'd been resold or something. So.
Maybe been reprinted.
Ronnie.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and talk about Saturday. We're not going to say the final score. Give me the score at the end of the first quarter. And we'll do this, spread it out.
Okay.
Every 15 minutes or so do we go off today in hour. At the end of the first quarter, give me the score. Let's keep up with it and see who's the closest.
All right. I'll write him down.
I've got a score in my old head here. I'm going to let you go first, though, so I can see how I can get closer to the score.
Okay. All right. First, the end of first quarter, I'm going to say it will be Alabama.
You're doing some heavy thinking about this.
I'm doing some serious thinking.
10-6,
Alabama.
I'm going to say at the end of the first quarter, it's going to be, I like that 10 number, but I don't want to do it. It's going to be 7-7.
Be tied up.
7-7. Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see how that plays out, if that's the truth. if that's the way it works out, and then we'll do the rest of a little bit later on.
We'll whittle it on down.
That's my first quarter, 10-6. Okay.
We got to get somebody else to call and get in on this contest.
I think that's what somebody's doing right now.
It's ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
Jay's not doing his job in there.
We'll cut his pay. Oh, man. But, yeah, so give us a call whenever the line is available.
That's make 25 your picks. Bucks. $25 if you get close. Hey, we got Cindy, and I bet you she's going to be close.
She's going to be close. That's exactly
right. Hey, Cindy, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Well, how are you, Cindy?
Doing good. Missing the moolah.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey, was it not a easy one today?
It was, but I still wouldn't have got it. Sandra was quick.
Yeah, she was quick. In fact, she started to guess before we gave the clue.
I know. But I'm going to say 42-21 Alabama.
Oh,
42-21 Bama.
Yeah.
I don't think Jason's your friend anymore.
Jason will always be my friend.
There you go. Well, that's a good pick, Cindy. I like the sound of that, and I love for it to turn out that way.
And Cindy, you may not be far off.
Bama, just so Bama win.
Yeah, did you watch this past week's game?
No, sure didn't.
You didn't miss anything.
Did you see the blue and orange sky, the orange in the sky just a few minutes ago?
Well, that might be a sign, you know.
That's God saying, put the money on Auburn.
Yeah,
that's God saying, put your money on.
Okay, forgive me for that.
Oh, man.
Maybe it's God saying that Auburn is going to win. So how's that?
I don't know. It may be going to shine some grace down on you.
It would have to be.
You know, but they say God's mercy is better early in the morning.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Let's look in the morning and see what it is.
That's right.
All righty, guys.
Good deal, Sandy. Hey, thanks for playing.
Thanks, Sandy.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.
All right, Cindy says 42-21, and that might not be a bad guess.
That sounds like a great pick to me.
Because Auburn defense very well may give up 42.
Well, it could.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
I think that's what I said.
That's what you said.
He sounds more professional than
we do. We are double legal now.
That's it. We don't have to say it for another week.
Yeah, we don't have to say it the next year.
That's right. That may be the case, Jason. You can throw records out. You can throw your stats out, I guess, to a degree of how you played previously, you know, the games before. Certainly, if you're looking at stats, you're looking at stats only. Defensively, Alabama is head and shoulders better than Auburn. Nationally, you know, they're only giving up 14.5 points a game. They're only giving up about 83 yards a game rushing. Passing a couple hundred yards or so a game. You know, that part is not as good as their run defense, but it is a heck of a lot better than it was early.
And a heck of a lot better than Auburn's.
Yes. So from that standpoint, Bama is certainly better defensively than Auburn. I don't think there's any question. I don't think there's any debate there at all. Auburn has just been atrocious. So the key is going to come down to, there'll be a lot of keys, you know, what it comes down to. Can Alabama stop the rushing attack of Auburn? Vice versa. Can Auburn stop Alabama enough times to allow Auburn to score enough points to win? Because it's not going to be a, 17-14 game.
No, I don't think so. But who would have thought the Auburn-Oregon game would have ended the way it ended? So everybody thought when Auburn and Oregon played the national championship, it was going to be a score fest.
Yeah.
I think, 23-22?
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
So you never know. You never know until the ball's kicked off and you're going to feel for it the first quarter, but still. And Ronnie, Auburn has to win the game passing the football. I don't think they're going to win it rushing. Against Alabama's defense. And I don't like Auburn's chances of winning the game throwing the football. So.
Well, I tell you this.
He'd get it on Hutt.
Yeah. if they do have to throw the football to win the ball game, they're not going to win the ball game.
You're probably right, but I think it may come down to that. So. Yeah.
I'm just not as sure.
Are you watching any football tonight, Ronnie? We got Ohio playing Miami, Ohio.
Man, I wish I'd known that. I'd have flown up there and watched that one.
You can still get tickets. So,
can I? Okay.
If you want to catch a flight.
What time's the game?
Well, 7 o'clock. So you
would have to hurry.
Yeah, you would have to hurry. You could, if you were catching a plane now, you could be there.
Well, you can you get me a pilot over here to Folsom Airport?
I'll probably get you a pilot if you can get a plane.
I don't know that I could. I don't think I'd be able to arrange
Thanksgiving going to bring us some good games. TCU at Texas. Who you got in that one?
TCU and Texas. I'm taking Texas.
That's who I was going to pick. So I'm going to take TCU.
Okay. All right.
LSU at Texas A&M.
I'm going to take LSU.
I have to agree with you on that one. Texas A&M, even though they beat Auburn, I still think there's major problems at Texas A&M.
So. Yeah, not sold on them.
What about Tennessee at Vandy? I know you're going to take Tennessee
of
by
course.
How much?
Tennessee.
We're going to pick that later, but go ahead and pick it again.
We're going to pick them twice tonight. I may change my mind. Tennessee beats Vandy by 17.
And I think that's about what the line is 14, 15,
okay,
something like that.
I didn't even see it.
And we're going to miss our guys that we usually have on Thursday.
That's right. Greg and
won't be on with us because we won't be here Thursday.
That's right.
Be enjoying Thanksgiving.
I'll be asleep at this time from eating so much
turkey
and dressing.
Greg might not want to come on the air after his picks for last week anyway.
I know, yeah.
1 out of 4 last week.
1 out of 4. So he's had 2 weeks where he's not –
He's making up for that hot streak.
He's kind of cold now. I didn't know he was one in four.
Yeah, 1 out of 4. He missed 3.
1 out of 4.
Got one.
25%.
Yeah, that don't pay. That don't pay the bills.
That won't cut it right there.
Hey, Jay, can you take us to a break and let us get Coach Saban queued up?
Oh, is he here?
Yeah. We're going to get him in studio, Coach Nick Saban. He must have the headset on.
Jay, he's flown the coop. There he is. Jay's going to take us to a break.
You're going to take us to a break? Jay, take us away. All the other times he's talking. When we're saying something important, he's talking, and now you're in.
I'm working hard. I'm back in the other room listening to the stream, making sure it's working right. So.
We've got to get Coach Saban queued up, and we'll be back with Coach Nick Saban of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
You just drove up
to Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
We got to go find the red carpet to roll out for him.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com. All right, 5:15, and it's dark.
That's right.
On Iron Bowl week, Thanksgiving week, tomorrow's Friday for me, so everything's
tomorrow's
good.
Tomorrow's Friday for you? That's y'all not right. Working anymore, huh?
Nope, we're off until Monday.
I got you beat. Today was Friday for me.
Oh.
Somebody got to rub it in.
I got you all beat.
Buddy. Yeah,
Every day's Friday.
All right, Nick Saban had his press conference today talking about the upcoming game. And
he's here to talk to us.
And he's here. I can't lie. He's not in studio, but we do have him ready to be queued up. And, Jay, if you'll play Coach Saban.
You know, for the game right now, not that everybody will practice today, but I think as the week progresses, we're hopeful that everybody will respond and be able to get back and be able to contribute.
We should give Nick some cough syrup.
You know, I think the Iron Bowl is one of the greatest rivalries in college football. This game means a lot to a lot of people in the state, regardless of which side you're on, and also around the country. And as a competitor, you know, it's a great opportunity because, you know, this game has had a lot of significance, you know, over the last few years, and certainly, you know, no different last year or this year. So, you know, there'll be a great atmosphere, ESPN night game here, and Bryant-Denny Stadium has been great. So, but I also think this is a game where you have to stay focused on, you know, the game and not all the things that, you know, go around it. This game requires a tremendous amount of discipline and focus and preparation to be able to go out there and play, you know, the kind of football game that you want to play, and you can't be really concerned about all those other things and really be able to do that. So the focus needs to be on what do I need to do to go out there and really do my job well. You know, Gus has done a fantastic job, you know, last year and this year, you know, being there. They got lots of returning starters, 9 on offense, you know, 6 on defense. But, you know, I think that obviously their offense is one of the most productive in the country and certainly in our league. You know, they've got a very good scheme. A quarterback, Nick Marshall, does a fantastic job of executing that on the field. They've got a lot of weapons, you know, offensively. A couple really good, explosive, big, you know, wide receivers that are great vertical receivers. And, you know, Coates and Duke Williams, very good running back who's leading the SEC in rushing. Offensive line does a really good job. Lots of speed on the perimeter and you know, a lot of rocket sweeps and things that they do. So this is a very, very challenging team to defend in the way they play offense and the way they execute their offense. And their fast pace is, you know, certainly something that we played a lot against this year and hopefully something that we'll be able to adapt to in the game very well. You know, defensively, they're very athletic up front and very active and create a lot of negative plays, and they've been able to create a lot of turnovers with their defense, and they played great in the red zone and been really hard to score on. So, you know, I think this is a very good defensive team, and they always do a great job on special teams, but, you know, Quan Bray is one of the outstanding return guys in the country, so it's going to be important to, you know, play well on special teams. But this is a very, very good team and a great rivalry game, and certainly as a competitor, you know, something that, you know, all competitors, you know, really enjoy playing in games like this against very, very good teams and a lot of good players with, you know, a lot of personal probably stuff going on with guys that they know and they played against in high school and maybe even played with. So it's a great game.
Last year with their offense with Greg Robinson and Trey Mason, they were a
power between the tackles running team. Do you see that?
All right. Nick Saban and running.
That was today.
I agreed with him everything he said until he started hitting the bottle and started talking about Auburn on defense had made a lot of negative plays. They have made a lot of negative plays. Defensively?
Yeah.
No. Not negative for Auburn, maybe.
Maybe that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, he could have been. But if he's talking about Auburn keeping the offense from gaining, I bet they haven't had 10 negative plays all season.
Are you serious?
I'm not stretching. He said they were a good defensive team. I know they got to say this crap.
Well, yeah, they say the same old thing.
But let's tell it like it is. Auburn is bad defensively.
Yeah, but he's not going to say that.
But I would like for him to.
Oh, I know you would like for him to. Right before they play, I'm, you know, say I'm not too concerned about it because Auburn's pathetic defensively.
Hey, gentlemen, just posted on Facebook. Apparently, is the trailer for this weekend. So,
oh yeah, I have to check that out tonight.
The what?
The trailer.
Oh,
the pump video, whatever you want to call it. According to how old you are.
56-yarder.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
here we go, baby.
Davis takes it to the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis. Oh, my God. Davis is going to run it all the way back.
A minute and 45 seconds long.
He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back up.
That never gets old.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I bet the video is good to it.
Yeah, it sounds really. I'm going to hurry home. I'm going to run a red light and get home where I'd see it sooner.
You better not when you're late driving today.
You got that right.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to come play this for y'all.
Yeah, if we sell the video, it'll make it a heck of a lot better. People around town now are in some kind of acid rock station. And that's it, folks.
Well, thank goodness. I guess that's it.
That sounds a lot like a scary music.
Yeah, it does. It sounds pretty cool. Now, yeah. I will admit, it sounds cool.
Yeah, and it's probably a good video to check out.
I didn't necessarily like the theme.
I like the first part of it.
Of course you did. I understand, you know, in biblical days when Paul writes about a thorn in his side.
I'm talking about me and you,
baby. I'm well aware of what the thorn in my side is.
At least I didn't play touts when Alabama lost their game against Ole Miss that I called back during the summer.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to talk about one we called back during the summer, I got one for you.
Bring
it. Did I not say, Jason Spiegel, that Arkansas would be win six games and be bowl eligible?
You did say it.
And how many wins do they have right now?
If you'll turn around to the monitor screen while you're talking there.
I'm guessing six, Rennie.
Yes.
So you nailed that one. And
did they not absolutely annihilate Ole Miss 30 to nothing?
Yeah. Is that how good Arkansas is or how bad Ole Miss is?
That's how good Arkansas is right now.
They beat Missouri.
That's one team. I don't think anybody in the SEC would want to play next week.
Oh, I agree.
Would be Arkansas.
I agree. I think they beat Missouri, even though Alabama fans – praying for a Missouri win because Alabama fans feel like they can beat Missouri. Not so sure about Georgia.
That's right.
And so
I agree.
But I think Arkansas is going to take care of that. I think the Bulldogs will be in Atlanta.
They very well could happen. But a huge, impressive win by Arkansas. Just totally, absolutely dominated and annihilated the Ole Miss Rebels. They've hit the skids. You know, they're 0-3 in their last three.
Hey, they're nearly as good as Auburn is right now.
That's exactly right. So, you know, all the hype that started out with the Egg Bowl has kind of faded, and we all know the road to Atlanta for the SEC championship goes through Tuscaloosa, goes through the state of Alabama. Now,
when is the Egg Bowl? Is that when is that played?
That's this weekend.
Okay. Before or after the Iron Bowl? Before, I guess.
Yeah, that's the 2:30 CBS game.
Gotcha.
Now, and we all, and Jason, I know you know, but the reason the Alabama Auburn game is not on SEC is because Alabama has already played. I'm sorry, on CBS, they've already played five times, and that's all you're allowed to play in one season is five.
Right. So Mississippi getting second fiddle again.
Exactly. But I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of glad it's a night game.
Well, I'm not. In fact, that was a big reason I got rid of my tickets.
When was the last night game? I don't know.
That's a good question. If anybody knows that, give us a call. The last
I'd like to know
Iron Bowl that was kicked off after dark.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm. It's been way back.
It would have been in Auburn. Because I don't think there's been one in Tuscaloosa.
I don't think so either. And I'm trying to think if there's been one at Auburn.
I don't know. I'd like to know. If somebody knows.
Yeah, if anybody knows that, the last Iron Bowl played at night. A nighttime kickoff. We're not talking about finishing it up after dark, but it kicked off
at least
after
at
dark.
6 o'clock. Right. Yeah.
So I have a hard time remembering
that. I don't know, but I'd like to know.
Cindy probably knows.
Cindy knows.
Cindy, if you're, you can look that up for us right quick. Give us a call.
It cost you $50. Oh, man. But anyway, it's going to be a good football game. I think it comes down to can Auburn make enough plays defensively to be able to allow their offense to win the game for them, because their defense is not going to win the game for them. I mean, they're going to have to perform well defensively. I mean, they cannot give up, you know, 40 points and win a ball game.
Perform well defensively.
I think they can.
I've not seen it.
I know. You know, as we were talking off air there a minute ago, the last five games, defensively, Auburn is giving up at a minimum of 31 points a game. And for the season, they're averaging giving up about 35 a game, somewhere in that neighborhood. Alabama averages giving up 14.5 points a game, which is second in all of college football.
Give me won't give away your pick, but give me a score that if Alabama reaches this number, they win.
If Alabama reaches a particular number, they win the football game. If they get above 32 points, they win the ball game.
All right. If Auburn reaches this point, they win the game. 33?
Yeah. That's a good question.
I'm going to say Auburn has to hit 35, 36 points to win the game.
Well, that's it's pretty close.
Yeah, and that goes right along with their average.
Mid-30s.
Yeah. And that is
That's a lot
sad.
Of points.
Yeah, that's sad when you're talking about playing Alabama.
And you're going to have to put up 35 plus at Tuscaloosa.
Right. But the good thing about playing at Tuscaloosa, nobody other than those 11 players are going to be able to make a tackle.
That's right.
And nobody other than those 11 players are going to be on offense.
That's true. Well, you know, when Auburn went to Tuscaloosa with Cam Newton, you know, it was 28-14, I think, at the half, and Alabama had completely dominated them.
Yeah, 24 to nothing or 24 to seven, something like that.
Yeah, maybe 24-0 at one time.
Yeah.
Just absolutely dominate them and end up getting, you know, losing the football game.
Still don't have an answer, Ronnie, and you have got me itching on that one now.
About the night?
I'm really wondering
if that's even.
Yeah, when has there been a night?
If there has been.
I'm going to text Eddie.
Eddie Gwynn.
And if he don't know it, he will look it up and call and act like he knows it.
or we could call Dan Vosta.
Yeah.
Dan would probably know that off the top of his head.
We would have called Dan just out of surprise. Let's call Dan. Hey, Jay. We're going to call Dan just out of the blue. We're bored. And so we're going to call Dan Vosta and surprise him.
Wish him a happy Thanksgiving.
We don't do things like normal people do around here.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Hey, if,
Can you come in here and make this call, Jay? Folks, this should be interesting. Dan, there is no telling what Dan's doing right now, and he may not answer.
He may. I bet he won't.
Got the phone number?
630. I was going to stop after the next three.
I think you might not want to do that. Well, hey.
Tell him we can't make it without
We have one question. Knowing, yeah. We have one question.
And I bet he knows it.
When is the last night game?
He'll probably say something Alabama. Like, it was 1983. It was raining. Auburn was wearing white.
It was a quarter moon, partly cloudy. eight shooting stars could be seen on that particular night.
Call him and put him on speakerphone.
Put him on speakerphone. We're going to try something out of the blue here, folks. Here we go.
Is that on speaker?
Yes, it is.
Is that we're going to prank him?
It's not looking good for the home team.
It's not.
One more ring.
He gone.
Yeah, he gone. He ain't nowhere around.
This is Dan Vesta. I'm unavailable.
There we go.
So much for that. After the break, coming we'll up, we've got a break. We will try Greg Smith.
Oh, wow.
We will try somebody
that can tell us that.
We'll be right back and try Greg Smith. We'll get somebody to talk to us. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Join Live 95 Thanksgiving Day as we begin a new tradition here in Coleman. Based on a true incident in his life that began on Thanksgiving Day in 1965, and which inspired a 1969 movie of the same name, Arlo Guthrie recorded Alice's Restaurant in 1967. Tune in at 12 noon or 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day to hear Alice's Restaurant, right here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
All
All right, 5:34, and just as we said, we have Greg Smith on the line with us. And Greg, we apologize calling unannounced, but hey, we appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, it's no problem. It's no problem. How's everything going today?
Well, it is Iron Bowl week, and it is kind of crazy in here today. So we wanted to get your score prediction. Folks, this is not Greg's handicapping, anything like that, just off the record for fun. What do you think about the Auburn-Alabama game playing in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, I mean, my concern with this, if you're an Auburn fan, is the fact that you know, you're playing a revenge game, a pretty big revenge game. I know it's a rival game, and I usually throw out the revenge games in the situation, but how that game ended last year really probably cut deep for a lot of Alabama fans. And it's in Alabama. The spread right now is at 9.5. I see it being.
I'm planning to go to this game. Do I need to hire a bodyguard?
I see this game being much closer than 9.5. I see it being more of a 4 to a 5 point game, because I think Auburn's going to play tough, and I think they have a lot of tangibles that are going to be tough for Alabama to control. Although Alabama has done a fine job right now, especially in their front seven, of moving the football, and I do like the way that offense is starting to click now. I'm talking about Bama's. So I see the score being somewhere between a 27-31 score, with Alabama winning the game.
31-27, Alabama winning. Oh, me.
Yeah.
I'm getting nervous, Greg.
I'm doing the math on how many field goals that might be.
And you didn't know it, but we've got a contest going. People calling in guessing the score, and so we just put your score down, and if you win that, we're giving away $25, and so you're in it just like everybody else is, since we sprung this on you. So.
Okay, well, I'll be watching real close to them.
Hey, Greg, you can take that and turn it into $2,500.
It's going to take a little bit. It's going to take a little time. I better start winning a lot in a row.
Yeah, it'll take a lot. One more game I got to ask you about, and that's a lot of interest to Alabama fans. Anyway, Auburn fans, not much interest in it, but the Arkansas-Missouri game.
Yeah, you know, I think I said last week that I really liked the way Arkansas was playing as of late, and the fact that they've found their first two SEC wins in the latter part of their schedule is really kind of baffling to me. I think that Arkansas is starting to really roll. I like the way they run the football. They pound the ground, and when you pound the ground, you establish the run or establish the pass, and it just really opens it up for a quarterback to really find receivers downfield. I like Arkansas in this play, again, going for 3 in a row, and get a nice bowl game, probably a New Year's bowl game if they can win this game this weekend.
Wow. Yeah, and Ronnie actually picked that one. As bad as I hate to give him credit, before the season, he picked Arkansas to go to a bowl this year, and I kind of laughed at him about it, but he was right on this one. So,
gentlemen, I have an update from our Friday night play-by-play guy that does high school football, Jason Coretti. No Iron Bowl has ever started after 6 p.m. in the history of the entire series.
Okay. Wow.
Well, yeah. Now, there's a fun stat.
Yeah, we were talking about that, trying to get an answer, and finally got one. We couldn't remember one, but figured there had been one.
So write him down as a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun. I tell you, I there's times where I want to move to Alabama just because of all that tradition down there. SEC football is just great. You guys really get after it.
You know, and Greg, the bad thing, somebody will end up killing somebody this weekend. So.
Yeah, unfortunately. Or a tree burns down, one of the two.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Hey, if you end up over, hey, just come over one week, one year at Iron Bowl week, and Jason and I, we'll put you up at our house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, I'd love to. That sounds like a great idea. I'd love to take you up on that one of these days, for sure.
You're in.
There's nothing like it. As they show on TV, it's pretty much that way. You're born either Alabama or Auburn, or you either move out of state. You don't have any choice about it. So.
That's well known throughout the country, I'll tell you that. Yeah, that's not the first time I've heard that.
Yeah. Well, all right, Greg, and we apologize for calling you out of the blue, but we were sitting here, and actually we were going to ask you about the kickoff of the game. I wonder if there had been one that late, but we got it answered before we had to ask you. So We got your score, and okay. I think I'm going to put a little cash on Auburn's.
I'd be fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You might as well go with your heart.
That's
go
it.
Go with your team.
That's it.
All right, Greg. Have nice, a great Greg. Thanksgiving.
Okay, you guys too. Have a good
day. See you, Greg. Bye, man.
Bye.
All right.
Hey
Greg. He's always on call.
Hey, that's right. He's like a Maytag man.
That's it. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, the Iron Bowl edition.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Join Live 95 Thanksgiving Day as we begin a new tradition here in Coleman. Based on a true incident in his life that began on Thanksgiving Day in 1965, and which inspired a 1969 movie of the same name, Arlo Guthrie recorded Alice's Restaurant in 1967. Tune in at 12 noon or 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day to hear Alice's Restaurant, right here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
All right, 5:42, and Ronnie, about this time Saturday.
Amazing what crazy sunsets will do to you.
Yeah, butterflies will be filling stomachs everywhere, the serious fans. No, they're not so serious fans, you know. But how about that? No Iron Bowl has ever kicked off later than 6 o'clock.
I didn't know. I mean, I just thought about that.
Now, my
I
next question remember. Would be, when was the last one it kicked off at 6? Because I don't even remember a 6 o'clock. I'm sure there has been.
I'm sure there has been.
By that question.
But Jason Coretti called or texted Jay and told him there had not been a game that had started, you know, at that time. So thanks to Jason for giving us that info.
There will be some drunk skunks.
Ooh, man. That's going to be down there all day long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you give them all day, they think.
Some of them be torqued up.
They think Death Valley is something.
That's really going to see. You should not have sold your tickets.
Now, why would I want to be down there?
You'd be part of history. Never been an Iron Bowl game that started at night. Look what you did.
I said, I'll see it from home. So, I was part of history last year during that game. So, hey, how about this?
Jason Coretti is an Auburn fan.
That's right.
Let me preface that right away.
And so he sends us this information. Auburn is 9-5 in the Iron Bowl since 2000. Now, Eddie Gwynn would say, well, let's start whenever we want to. Why not start? But, I mean, in the 2000s.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. I give him a pass on that.
Team records from Montgomery, 2-2.
So that means it's years ago they played in Montgomery.
Yeah. and they played pretty much Montgomery, Auburn, Alabama, Birmingham.
Yeah.
Been to a few of those at mm-hmm. the Birmingham location. Not so yeah. fun to going back down yep. there.
I heard something today. If they could get either a new arena built, if every third year that the Alabama-Auburn game would come and play there. You know, 1 year at Alabama, 1 year at Auburn, and then the third year would be at that mutual site if they could build a big, nice facility. I'd be all for that, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I would, but they're not going to build a facility.
You don't think so?
No, not going to happen.
You going to be a donor? You going to donate?
Not no, but heck no. Birmingham can't keep up Legion Field, and they think people are going to donate to a massive stadium.
So you don't think it's going. So you don't think it's going to happen.
Hey, what about UAB? Ronnie, bring this up, and then we'll make our picks. UAB pretty much, you might say, leaked word out to the future of their football came down to Saturday, and pretty much, what kind of attendance was going to be at Saturday's game? Well. Over 20,000 showed up for the Marshall game.
Who is ranked in the top 25?
Now,
anyway.
Does UAB have a football team next year? Is my question to you.
I think they will.
Yeah, I think if not, it's going to be a huge black eye on UAB.
And what they, and good grief, what they did to that coaching staff. I mean, all those guys had jobs somewhere else. Right. You let them come in for a year and then you're going to do away with the program?
Mm-hmm.
Good grief. So, I don't think that's.
And why doesn't Auburn, Alabama give them a game from year to year?
All they need to generate some money, So.
All right, hey, we got a Mr. Statistician. Jay says.
Stat of what?
Statistician, statistician, tatapician. Jason Coretti on the line with us.
Careful,
I'm stopping right there. Hey, Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Statistician, I wouldn't know much about, but I always like to know where you got to put the jabs whenever you need to.
There you go. Hey, and we need to make a few at Ronnie.
I'm sure about the quiet of the ownership of Auburn in Tuscaloosa at Bryant-Denny Stadium, but I passed along a couple of a little factual nodules for him. From 1895 to 2002, Alabama only scored 7 points against three shutouts in a row. And
wow.
And finally scored a touchdown, 17-7, in 2002.
Hey, I like that. Also, keep preaching.
He was unaware of the four games played in Montgomery, which it's a 2-2 tie.
Now, where did they play that at, Jason, in Montgomery?
That's a good question.
What years was it?
It was back in the 1890s.
Okay. Oh, they may have played out in somebody's
they
field.
They could have played out the pasture.
They played the cow pasture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Which okay. That suits Auburn just fine. So yeah. We're with that. they've always said, how do you get to Auburn? They said, well, you go to Montgomery till you smell it, then you turn left and go till you step in.
that's
and I'm fine with that because you know what? The smell of that means
money.
That's
Auburn
fans.
Oh yeah.
Hey Jason, give me your pick for the game. Give me a score and who's winning. Going to win.
I'm thinking somewhere in the mid 30s. I look for Auburn to come out and play some offense. They've been a little vanilla the past couple of weeks. This past week was not indicative of what they're up to doing because of the fact that they were playing against the former Heisman winner Pat Sullivan.
Yeah.
They weren't gonna embarrass Pat Sullivan at home in front of his home crowd. Plus, they had Cody Burns as the quarterback coach. Gus Malzahn's got too much class to really run the score up. So, all the Auburn fans that gut checked this past week and said, 31-7 against Samford, boy, that's just pitiful. But you have to look at the respect and the class that the Auburn Tigers have for that program there. So. I look for Auburn to come out and really throw a monkey wrench in Alabama's plan. I'm looking for somewhere in a 35-33 ball game, real close.
All right, be specific, Jason. It's for $25.
He said 35-33.
Is that what you said? 35-33.
You know what my bread's but.
Yeah.
35. I'm sorry, I missed that part. 35-33, Alabama. All right, I got it down, man.
And I hate the fact that I had to come up there and drop those tickets off the jail a while ago, but just. unfortunate circumstances are going to keep me out of Tuscaloosa this weekend. So, but
I'll keep your seat warm, man.
Hey, Jason, don't feel bad. I sold mine, but mine wasn't something that I had to do, but it. A night game, and I was afraid at the time it was going to be about 28 degrees, and then afraid all Alabama would beat us about 28.
You're just not man enough. That's what
that's right.
Is.
I'll say it.
Well, either way, guys, look for a good game this weekend.
Yeah.
And glad to listen to your show this afternoon. A lot of good information, and appreciate what y'all do.
Hey, thanks, Jason.
Yeah, thank you, Jason.
See you.
Okay. Talk to y'all later.
All right, War Eagle.
All right, we still got 10 minutes, 737-9951. If you want to call and give a pick.
Well, we got five picks.
Got five picks so far.
And then you're going in it. We won't win the $25.
But what do you mean?
We'll just see if we would have won it.
Well,
coulda, woulda, shoulda, and all that stuff.
Okay.
Hey, it's time to pick games.
All right, we'll go to our SEC games of the week. We're going to do Alabama-Auburn last.
All right.
Vandy's got is playing. Vandy against Tennessee.
Tennessee wins this one, running 34-13.
That's your pick.
Yep.
All right.
That's the magic number.
That's it. Texas A&M home against LSU.
Wow, LSU 27-20.
Ooh, 27-20. LSU. I'm taking LSU as well. South Carolina at Clemson.
South Carolina, the old ball coach is ready to see the end of the year.
I bet, yeah. I don't disagree with that.
Clemson, 37-17.
All right. You heard it here, 37-17. I'm also taking Clemson. Ole Miss, Mississippi State. There's a game with huge.
That one's going to be interesting.
Huge deal there.
Egg Bowl.
That's going to be.
And I'm sorry.
That's going to be at Ole Miss now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, people in Mississippi, that game day is in the state of Alabama again. All the attention is now on the
That's
state
right.
of Alabama.
Which is where it should be.
Yeah. Mississippi State wins this one, running 23-21.
Missouri Tigers.
Oh, you didn't give us who you thought was going to win that.
Mississippi State.
Okay.
Okay. Mississippi State. No, I already said that one.
Arkansas-Missouri.
I'm sorry. That's where it is. Arkansas-Missouri. Who you got?
Arkansas wins this one. You ready for this? 34-14. It's going to be a blowout.
Again. So you think the hot streak continues for the Razorbacks.
34-14.
Well, I'm going to go with Mizzou.
Now, you wait a minute. How do you do this?
Okay, how many games did
you
I say?
Said,
no.
Yeah, but you can't brag on, yeah. And then when it counts,
I
both,
said,
turn away from
it. I'm not turning away. I said they would win six games. They have won six games.
Yeah, but if they win seven, it'd make you look even better.
No.
Oh, you want the exact number.
The exact number. That's
okay.
Exactly right. They won six games. I'm taking Mizzou.
Fair All enough. Right.
Fair enough. Kentucky has got Louisville.
Louisville wins that one 28-20.
I agree. Louisville wins the ball game. Georgia Tech.
Georgia wins it, but it's going to be closer than what everybody. Georgia's already skipped this game. They've checked out. I'm going to say 20-17. Yeah.
Georgia Tech's a pretty solid football team.
Right.
Georgia Tech will be in the ACC championship game. That's because Duke. Got beat by.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that brings another subject. Duke, North Carolina. Did you watch that game?
No, but I heard.
North Carolina spanked Duke, and then they destroyed their locker room.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That wasn't enough to beat them on the field. But then they
How low class is that? You take spray paint and spray the walls and the carpeted floor and the floors.
Now they can't beat them in basketball anymore. So.
I mean, my question would be, I know we got to move on. Where are not the coaches? Where's just a coach?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that happens.
How in the world does that happen? I mean, that's pathetic. All right, Florida State.
Ronnie, as much as I would like to say, Will Muschamp will win this game, I'm not going to say it.
You're not going to say it?
Famous Jameis, going to do the same thing he's been doing.
Oh, you just push that official out of the way.
Yeah. Florida State wins this one 20-27.
27-17. I'm going to go Florida. I think Florida.
I hope you're right.
Florida is able to do what no one else has been able to do, and that's finish Florida State off down the stretch.
Now, wouldn't that be something if they do, and then Will Muschamp?
Muschamp is gone.
Rides off into the sunset.
His players, I think those guys, it's come out and it's become very apparent. They are very fond of him, and I think they're going to be at a completely different level. This is their Super Bowl for college football. They have nothing else to hang their hat on other than this game right here. I'm taking Florida.
All right.
We've already done Arkansas and Mizzou, so we're down to the game that all of us have been looking for about 13 weeks, the Alabama-Auburn game. Everything on the line for Alabama in terms of getting to the SEC championship. If they win that, if they beat Auburn, get to the championship game, then win that, then they're on to the playoff. There's a lot of ifs there. So it's time for picks. All right.
No, Randy, this is tough because, you know, I usually call it like I see it if I think Auburn's going to get beat.
Yeah. You call it just like you see it because I'm going to call it just like I see it.
I'm going to say 34-23.
Who?
Alabama.
You're picking Alabama to win.
Right.
34-23.
All right. And that hurts me.
It pains you.
My food won't digest enough.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I've been thinking about this for days, Jason, and, you know, you just go back and forth and back and forth, and for some reason I have this gut feeling. My gut feeling is this. This game is going to come down to two people. It's going to come down to Nick Marshall, and it's going to come down to Blake Sims. I think that's, for me, I don't have a clue. I'm just saying this is what I think. Yeah. I think it's going to come down to those two guys. Nick Marshall has been in an Alabama game, has won an Alabama game, has been in a national.
I like the way you're talking so far.
Has been in a national championship game and came within 13 seconds of winning a national championship, and there's nothing bigger than that. Blake Sims has been there 5 years. He has watched every Iron Bowl, has never played in a single Iron Bowl, and probably has never. No, I take that back. Probably 2 or 3 years ago, he probably took some snaps when they destroyed him Chizik's last year. Other than that, Blake Sims has never stepped on the field in an Iron Bowl game. That's who's going to, the winner of that is going to be the quarterback who can make the play to win the ball game. I am picking Auburn.
Wow, who would have thought the Alabama fan picks Auburn?
A huge Alabama
fan. Auburn
fan
picks Alabama.
That's it. I am picking Auburn to win a squeaker.
And I hope you're right. I'll buy you a steak if you're right.
You buy me a steak. Yeah. If I'm right, you're going to buy me a steak. Yep. And if you're right, I'll buy you one.
That's fair enough.
So we're going to get a steak one way or another.
We're going to eat steak.
That's
after the
it.
Game.
So that is my pick. I hope it doesn't come true. I'm picking Auburn to win a squeaker on the heels of Nick Marshall.
You know, it would be fitting for Nick Marshall to pull one more out of the hat before finishing up at Auburn. So
I have to admit, back here in the control room, Ronnie, I'm speechless. I'm shocked.
That's just
you know, there's Bama fans in tears right now because you picked that. So.
That's my honest pick.
But if we come back after the Iron Bowl and that's what's happened,
yeah,
we'll have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we'll have a lot to talk about either way.
Yeah, my gut feeling is Alabama wins it, but if Auburn wins it, I'm like you, I'm a squeaker. I can see Alabama running away with it, but if Auburn wins it, I see it being a very close game to the end.
And that's the way it's been since Saban's been there. The games Alabama's won, except for maybe one of those, they've just waxed Auburn.
Right.
And Auburn's wins have normally been close.
Yeah.
So there's our Alabama-Auburn pick. Jason's picking Alabama. He's a huge Auburn fan. I'm picking Auburn. I'm a huge Alabama fan.
And
so.
One good way to look at it, though, Ronnie, if Auburn wins, then you can say, well, I picked it.
I picked it.
And then if Alabama wins, I can say, well, I picked it, even though I'm an Auburn
fan.
That's
exactly right. That's it.
I'm a graduate of South Alabama, so I don't really get a pick in the game. Actually, I do. But
give us a pick.
I will point out that Alabama has a lot riding on this game, so Alabama should be more interested in winning. I mean, that's a stupid thing to stay in the state of Alabama. I mean, we know better, but.
Well, they got more to play for.
Auburn gets pride if they win. Alabama gets a chance to keep going. So
that's it.
And I'm not making the pick.
Okay.
But on that same line of thought.
Can they tie the game? No, it's going to overtime.
No.
Somebody's got to win it.
Somebody's going to win.
Auburn at this point has nothing to lose. And so you could see some things from Gus that you've not seen before. So,
and they really had, you know, and from thoughts last year, they had nothing to lose in that game either. Alabama had everything to lose, and they played that way.
I'm going to go with Alabama. No, I'm going to go with Auburn by 1 second.
By 1 second. All right.
All right. Hope everybody has a happy and safe Thanksgiving. Eat all the turkey. Get ready for Saturday. Sure. And, Ronnie, even though I picked Alabama, I've got to say War Eagle.
Well, and even though I picked Auburn, I've got to end it with a big Roll Tide.
Folks, have yourself a good extended weekend. We'll talk to you Tuesday with a winner of the Iron Bowl. You've been listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
Come on, get out of those. That you and your girl. Two people, everything but I. one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.